Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat
Kulatanya Edame Yemibal said on Saturdays, the Sabbath. Meskel Abra Bekokoboch Samayin Asgeta Kohulum Ahayin Asaya Meskel Abra በኮከቦች ሰማይን አስጌጠ. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Sun is shining, weather is sweet, yeah. Make you wanna move your dancing feet now. To the rescue, here I am, wanting to know y'all. Can't you understand? Yeah. When the morning gather the rainbow, want you to know I'm a rainbow too. To the rescue, here I am. Want you to know your. Wanna move your dancing feet, yeah. But to the rescue, here I am. Want you to know that if you can, here I stand.
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarchs, and who in love brings a Redeemer to their children's children for the sake of His name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one, and who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth. You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet word of the assembly of the holy seraphim who tries to keep holy unto you as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, the Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service. and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires repentance. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved. For you are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord, our God, this year, and all the varieties that is produced for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty, and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of this people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who lives righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for reformers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all days. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord, our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord, our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offerings and prayer, and may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hand, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficences. You are the beneficent one, for your mercies never cease, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and help, all benevolent. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness and blessing, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, the Torah of light and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with you. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind, let the angel of the Lord cast them away. That your beloved ones may be delivered, help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name, do it for the sake of your right hand, do it for the sake of your Torah, do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in this heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our Father, that the Beth Hamkidosh be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah. In your
amen.
Torah. In your amen. Torah. In your amen. Torah. In your amen. Torah. In your
amen.
Torah. In your
amen.
Torah. In your
amen.
Torah. In your
amen.
Torah. In your
amen.
Torah.
Live by the Torah and the wicked I go crumble. Babi Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by Babi Bible, shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked I go crumble. Babi,
hey, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat.
And for the festival, seeing that the Sabbath is the first of the festival, so the reader. The reader will come forward, step forward and say in the Hebrew. And hear. And hear. Just a run through or go through of the evening service for the Sabbath, the Shabbat, and for festivals. Evening service, hear. Shabbat Eve, TJIF, thank Jah, Rastafari, it's Friday. So here, the evening service for the Sabbath, the Shabbat, and for the festival, seeing that the Sabbath is the first of the festival. So the reader will come forward, step forward and say in the Hebrew, Barku et Yahuwah Ham Borak. Usual translation is, blessed be Jehovah, to whom all praise is due, to whom all blessing is due. Barku, bless y'all, Barku. Barku et Yahuwah Ham Borak. Modern Hebrew, Barku et Adonai Ham Borak. Blessed, praise, increase, abundant, be he who be who he be, to whom all praise, all baraka is due. Then the congregation, upon the reader's saying that word sound, the aggregation response is, Baruch Yahuwah Ham Barak Le'olam Wa'ed. Blessed be Jehovah, to whom all praise, all blessings is due forever and ever. So the aggregation responding to the Baruch et Yahuwah Ham Barak, responsa, Baruch, bless, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, Ham Barak, the blessed one, Le'olam, forever, Wa'ed, forever, to time indefinite and onward. Hear. Baruch, Ata, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Melech Ha'olam, blessed, prospered be thou, O he who be, who he be, I and I Elohim, King of the universe, universal King, in wisdom, in chokmah, dost thou bring on the dust of twilight and openest the gates of Shemaim of the heavens to usher in a new day. In understanding, in understanding, overstanding, dost thou, the eye, arrange the changes of time, of Iowa, and the succession of the seasons. Thou, the eye, hast set the stars in their courses in the sky according to thy will. Thou, the eye, createst day and night, rolling away the light before the darkness and the darkness before the light. Thou, the eye, makest the day to fade into the night, and thou, the eye, hast set a boundary between day and night. Thou art, Yahuwah, thou art Lord, Master, Sovereign of all the heavenly hosts. O ever-living, eternal El, power, Hayil, as thy rule is established over the kingdom of nature, of the natures, may it also be established over us, over I and I, forever and ever. Praise, blessed be thou, the eye, O Jehovah, who bringest on the evening twilight. Baruch Ata Yahuwah Ha Ma'arib Erabim. Blessed art thou, Jehovah, who bringest on the evening twilight. Baruch Ata Yahuwah Ha Ma'arid Irabi. With everlasting eternal love hast thou loved the Beit Yisrael, the Beta Israel, the house of Israel. Thou hast revealed to us, to I and I, a law, a Torah, direction, instruction, and commandments, statutes, and judgments. Therefore, Yahweh Eloheinu, when we lay down and when we, I and I, rise up, we, I and I, shall attend to thy statutes. Yea, we, I and I, shall rejoice in the words of Torah Teka, of the I Torah, thy direction, instruction, and in thy commandments for Iva and Iva. They are our life, I and I, liberty, and the measure of I and I days. And we, I and I, will meditate on them day and night. Mayest thou, the I, never take away thy love from I and I. Praise, blessed be thou, Jehovah, who lovest thy people, Yisrael. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Oheb Amo Yisrael. Blessed, praise, increase, prosper be thee, O he who be who he be, who lovest thy people, Israel. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Oheb Amo Yisrael. And here, when praying without a minyan, without the ten Torah observant brethren, when praying with Adi Minyan, begin with these words in the Hebrew, El Melech Ne'eman. El, the power, is a faithful king. El, Hayel. El Melech Ne'eman. El, the power, the true God. Melech, king, Ne'eman. Ne'eman, faithful, the Aman. Here from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 9. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 9. Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad. Hear, O Israel, he who be, we be our power, our Elohim, he who be, we be the one. Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad. Praise be his glorious kingdom, his glorious government for Iva and Iva forever and ever. Baruch Shem, Kabod Malkuto Le'olam Wa'ed. You shall love Yahweh Jehovah, he who be, who he be, Eloheika, the I Elohim of all your heart and of all your soul and of all your might. And you shall take to heart, hartikal, these words that I command you this day. You shall teach them diligently to your children. And you shall meditate on them when you are at home in the bait, and when you are on a journey or trod, and when you retire for the night, and when you rise up in the dawning, in the morning. And you shall tie a reminder of them upon your hand and between your eyes. And you shall write them on the doorposts in your home, in your bait, and on the gates of your cities. Here, Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 13 to 21. And if you will obey my commandments, Wahaya im shemoa tisha me'u. And if y'all will obey my commandments, Wahaya im shemoa tisha me'u, then I command you this day to love Yahweh Eloheka, he who be your Elohim, and to serve him with fullness of heart and soul. Then I will grant you my gift of timely rain for your land in autumn and in spring, and you will harvest your grain, your wine, and your oil. I will also give grass in your fields for your cattle, and you will eat the fruit of your labor and be satisfied. Be aware, lest you be misled into turning aside from the right course to worship alien Elohim and to bow down to them. Ha'el, Elohim will be angry with you, and he will close Shemayi, the heavens, the place of the upper waters, so that there will be no rain, and the earth will not yield produce, and you will fast, disappear from the good land that Yahuwah, that Jehovah has given you. Therefore shall you attend to these words of mine with heart and soul, and you shall bind a reminder of them on your hands and between your eyes, and you shall teach your children to meditate, to iditate on them when you are at home in the bait, and when you are on a journey or trod, and when you retire for the night, and when you rise up in the dawning in the morning. And you shall write them on the doorpost in your bait, in your home, and on the gates of your cities. Thus, like this, will your life, your liberty, and that of your children be prolonged on the land that Yahuwah, that he who be, who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be the name, promised your ancestors. For as long as the sky remaineth over the earth, over the earthly plane. And here, Numbers, chapter 15, verses 37 to 41. Vayomer Yahuel Moshe Lemor. And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, Daber El Bnei Yisrael, and bid them make fringes on the corners of their garments throughout their generations, adding to the fringe of each corner a thread of blue. And the fringe, tzitzit, shall be to you as a sign, so that in beholding it, you will be reminded to fulfill all the commandments of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and you, y'all, shall not follow the promptings of the heart or the attractions of your eyes, to be misled by them. Thus, like this, will you remember to carry out all my commandments, and you will be wholly set apart before your Elohim. I be he who be who ye be. Ani Yahuwah Elohekem, who brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim to be your Elohim. I, Yahuwah, am your Elohim. Ani Yahuwah Elohekem asher roho tzeitia etekema me eret Mitzrayim lihyota lakem lelohim. Ani Yahuwah Elohekem. Emet ve emuna. Emet, true and certain it is. Emet ve emuna. True and certain it is that he is Yahuwah. He is Jehovah. I and I Elohim. Ki hu Yahuwah Eloheinu. That he be he who be who he be. I and I Elohim. Ki hu Yahuwah Eloheinu. There is none else. We ain zulato. And that we, Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, have been summoned to his service. It is he who redeemed us, I and I, from the might of kings. He delivered, I and I, from the grip of tyrants. Eloheinu, I and I, Elohim, brought judgment upon our enemies, our haters, and retribution upon our oppressors, I and I, downpressors. His saving acts are beyond our understanding, overstanding. His wonders are infinite. He kept us, I and I, in life and liberty, and he did not allow us, I and I, to stumble. He led us, I and I, victorious over the strong places of our enemies, over the strong places of I and I haters. He sustained I and I strength in the face of all our foes. He wrought miracles and judgments against Paro and performed signs and wonders in the land of Mitzrayim. He brought forth the Bnei Yisrael, the sons and children of Israel, from bondage to freeness. But their pursuing foes perish in the depths of the sea. His children witness his triumph as they praise Shemo, as they praise the Hashem, his name. In gladness, they declare their loyalty to his kingdom, their loyalty to his government. Moshe led the Bnei Yisrael in a song of acclaim. Who can compare to thee, to the eye and power, O Elohim? Who can compare to thee in holiness and idleness, in set apartness? Mi kamoka ba'elim. Who can compare to thee in power? Who can compare to thee in power, Yahuwah, O Jehovah? Who can compare to thee in holiness and set apartness? Mi kamoka ne'edar ba'kodesh. Thou dost ever perform wondrous deeds. None, no one can recount thy praises, thy eyes. They acknowledged the sway of his might as they beheld his wonders in the Yam Suf, in the Etarabahir, in the Red Sea, in the Eritrean Sea. This is Eli. This is my God. This is my power. This is Eli. Ze Eli Anu We Amru. This is Eli. This is my power, they proclaim. Yahuwah, Jehovah will reign forever and ever. Yahuwah, Yimlok, Le'olam, Wa'ed. Yahuwah, Jehovah, has ever freed Yaakov, Jacob. He has saved him from adversities mightier than he. Praise be thou, the I, thee, Yahuwah, he who be who he be, Redeemer of Yisrael. Baruch atah Yahuwah, Gaal. Yisrael, cause us, I and I, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Jehovah our Elohim, to retire for the night in shalom, in peace, and in the dawning, in the morning. Do thou, the I, Malkeinu, our King, awaken I and I again to life and liberty. Enfold us, I and I, with thy protecting shalom, peace, and improve us, improve I and I with thy good counsel. Help us, help I and I, for thou art a merciful El, a merciful power. Shield us, shield I and I against foe, and plague, and sword, and famine and grief. Liberate us, liberate I and I from evil powers that assail us, assail I and I on every side. Shelter us, shelter I and I by thy presence, by thy face, by thy perception. For thou, O El Elohim, art our guardian and deliverer. Thou, O Elohim, art a gracious and merciful king. Mayest thou, the eye guard, our coming and our going for life, for liberty and shalom and peace, now and forever. Mayest thou enfold us, enfold I and I, with the shelter of thy, of the eye, shalom, of the eye, peace. Praise, blessed be thee, O Yahuwah Jehovah, who spreadest peace, shalom over I and I, over all thy people, Yisrael, and over Yerushalayim. Baruch atah Yahuwah, ha poreis. Sukata shalom aleinu. We all call Amo Yisrael. We all Yerushalayim. And here, 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 fulfillment here on the Sabbath, on the Shabbat. This is what we say from Exodus chapter 31, verses 16 to verse 17. The Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, shall keep the Sabbath day and observe it throughout their generations for an everlasting eternal covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days, Yahuwah Jehovah made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day, his work ceased, and he ordained rest. Wishamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabata, la'esota et ha-shabata, le'dorotama, b'rita olam, b'ini yahu b'ina b'nei Yisrael ot, hi, le'olam, ki shesheta, Yamim asa Yahuwah et ha shamayi ve et ha aretz. U bayom ha shbi'i shabbat vayayir nafash. Here, this ancient is going over this once again. Exodus 31, 16 to 17. And the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath day and observe it throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant. With Shamru, and they shall keep, B'nai Yisrael, the children of Israel, shall keep, et ha-shabbat, the Sabbath, la-esot, to do et ha-shabbat, do the Sabbath, le-dorotam, do the rest, le-dorotam, throughout their generation, berit, a covenant, olam, an eternal covenant. It is a sign between I and the B'nai Yisrael forever. Beini, between I, Ubain, and between B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, Ot, a sign, she is a sign, Le'olam, for Iver, forever. For in 6 days, Yahuwah made heaven and earth. Ki, Shesheta, Yamim, Asa, Yahuwah, Etah HaShemayim, Ve'etah HaAret. And on the seventh day, his work ceased. Ubayom hashbi'i Shabbat, and he ordained rest. Waye nafash. Shabbat shalom. Simbet salam. Here, riding up with the...
Simbet salam. Shabbat shalom. A song for days of rest inside your home.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat.
instructions of the world have to be absent. We have to remember the fourth commandment until thy kingdom come.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat.
That's the way it's supposed to be. That's what the Father said we're supposed to do. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by the words that proceeded by him that sits upon the highest throne. From the heaven to the earth, angel and man abstain from work, just as it was from in the first. Why should I divert? Even love forsake vacation, traveling and spending time one-on-one, it's a way of strengthening their union. We should do the same thing with the Almighty One.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat. Yes, it is a Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat. Yes, it is the only day.
Day shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Thank you. Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Even me buck up on me doorstep, shut up on your gifts and sign still a blow breath. I jump me in the job, it not the whole where the food said, it make me not know that. So, thank you Father, thank you Father. Oh yes, I thank you Jehovah. Thank you Father, thank you Father. Keep my head above water. Thank you Father, thank you Father. Oh yes, I thank you Jehovah. Thank you Father, thank you Father. Sabbath now go round the other and shut up us. I clap like church choir. The most I still like inspire me. Bless them now, make me leak them blood round these vampires. Them can't get rid of me. Firm like a cedar tree. The next thing I know drink, so them can't come chunk of ya. People can't hold life be bumpy up. Bless them can't poison the blood where ya pump fire. Fire me comfy bun, no comfy sack. Yeah, them can't lead I astray. Make me fire shots in at the park when they kids them a play. Give thanks to the Psalms, oh Lord, so me read them a day. Keep thoughts for evil away, so badness me evil. Moon tired, not the aim, so I a live up. Them can't stop me from click me finger like Europe. Me and Cha team up, guide me through the darkest spots. All when it seems true. Thank you, Father, thank you, Father. Oh yes, I thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, Father, thank you, Father. Keep my head above water. Thank you, Father, thank you, Father. Oh yes, I thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, Father, thank you, Father. Sabbath now go round the earth. So when me lights and me words I get sick where, long as me life not get sick where. Gonna see me fresh air, but so the beacons me best care. Anytime I call up for you, now let me down, me bet me all up for you. Most I remember the nail show you one. So I not falter and fail show no man. Cause I no need mankind love. If the most I hear from my son. Make up him run it over. So when they walk them up, your hand they click me go over. Yeah. Me find them turn it over. But when me want lean me edge, I provide shoulder. Yeah, I now left out the most I yeah. I the only man me glorify, yeah. Now for come no weak me blood I yeah. All me have to do is say a prayer and say thank you Father, thank you Father. Oh yes, I thank you Jehovah. Thank you Father, thank you Father. Keep my head above water. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, I thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Sabbath now, go round the earth. As me rise, even me back up on me doorstep. Shots of fire, give thanks, I still a blow breath. Jam me in the trap in the hole where the foe set. It make me no know that. As me rise, and open up my eyes. I see every man, send them come to squeeze it man. But I thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh yes, I thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Keep my head above the water. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh yes, I thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Sabbath now go round the other.
The Lord's Prayer in English, Ge'ez and Amharic. After this manner, therefore pray ye. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Ge'ez, Abune Zebesamayat, Yitkadda Simika, Timsat Mengistika, Weikun Fakareka, Bekama Besamai Kamahu Bemedir, Sisayene, Zalele Elitene, Habene Yom, Hedig Leni, Abesane, Wagagayene, Kemene Hineni, Nehedig Lezi Abese Lene, Itaabiane, Igzio, Wistem and Sut, Allah dehanene, Wawalehane, Imkulu, Ukui, Ismi, Ziake, Ye Itamangis Hail, Wasabhat la Alam, Alam, Amen. Amharic, Abata Chinhoi, Besamaye Mitenor, Semeik Edas, Mangustertimta, Fakade Besamind Honech, Indihumba Midir Tuhun, Ye Elet and Gelatinin Sitanzare, Bedelatinin Mikurbelen, In Yami Badalu, Yik Erdeminil. አቤቱ ወደ ፈተና አታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግስት ያንተ ናትና ኃይልም ክብር ምስጋና ለዘላለም አሜን.
Greetings to everyone locked into spiritual vibrations with Jade and Rocking Rocco for a non-stop reggae and dub. Run the first one, Rocco. Jah help us.
Nations rising against nations. Oh. Brothers killing brothers may be the end has come. Lord have mercy.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Let thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is down way up in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, Lord. Forgive us our trespasses, like we do on a thing that do it against us. Thine is the kingdom, the power and glory, forever and ever. Sing your praises to Jah. Jah help us, Jah help us, Jah help us, hallelujah. Jah help us, Jah help us, Jah help us, hallelujah. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Let thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is done way up in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, Lord.
forgive us our trespasses, like we do on a friend that do it against us. For thine is the kingdom, the power and glory, forever and ever. Sing all your praises to Jah, 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 help us. Jah, help us. Jah, help us. Hallelujah. Jah, help us.
Welcome to all listeners worldwide.
From Manuel T and Fire Chief. But first this. Give thanks and praises.
Greetings in the name of the Most High, Jah, because it's another brand new day. Give thanks and praises unto Jah for giving I and I life everlasting. Give thanks and praises unto Jah for guidance and protection. Give thanks and praises unto Jah for the sunshine, for the raindrop, for the daylight, and for the darkness. Give thanks and praises unto Jah for everything that is good. Heal him. Heal him. Hear Jah, Almighty I. Hail Selassie, Rastafari. Jah is Amachai. 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 Yes, me brethren and me sisters, this is a message from Jah to you. Spread it universally. To all conscious people, I hope you are listening. Not to face me with your ears, but with your mind meditating. A fool will tell you that this message is boring. Well, the devil is a crook, so don't be his next victim. He will jump into your brain and check out what you're thinking. To them that have ears, let them hear. To them that have eyes, let them see. They know it now that Jah is not a partial Lord. Let them that hate Jah now scatter, shatter, batter, and flatter. As the smoke is driven, drive them away. As the wax melted, let all of them be melted away, Jah Jah. Rastafari, Selassie. Yes, Selassie, Rastafari, Jai Samatai. 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 King of kings, Lord of lords, Jai Samatai. King of kings, Lord of lords, Jai Samatai. The conquering lion of tribe of Judah, Jai Samatai. The conquering lion of tribe of Judah, Jai Samatai. Here Selassie Rastafari, Jai Samatai. Here Selassie Rastafari, Jai Samatai. Here Selassie Rastafari, Jai Samatai. Here Selassie Rastafari.
Yes, give thanks and praise.
Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us all trespasses, that we'll forgive all those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Selah. Excellent is thy name, O Jah, in all the earth.
ታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግስት ያንተ ናትና ኃይል ክብ ምስጋና ለዘላለም አሜን። እመቤቴ ማርያም ሆይ በመላኩ በቅዱስ ገብርኤል ሰላምታ ሰላም እንሻለሁ። በሐሳብሽ ድንግል ነሽ በስጋሽም ድንግል ነሽ። ያሸናፊ እግዚአብሔር እናት ሆይ ላንቺ ሰላምታ ይገባል። ከሴቶች ሁሉ ተለይተሽ አንቺ የተባረክሽ ነሽ። የማህፀንሽን ፍሬ ጌታ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ የተባረከ ነው። ጸጋ የተመላሽ ሆይ ደስ ይበልሽ፣ እግዚአብሔር ካንቺ ጋር ነውና ከተወደደው ልጅሽ ከጌታችን ከመድኃኒታችን ከኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ዘንድ ይቅርታ ለምኝልን ኃጢአታችንን ያስተሰርይልን ዘንድ ለዘላለሙ አሜን። እግዚኦ ማርና ክርስቶስ በስመ አብ ወልድ ومنفس كدوس Besma ab, well, woman first kadus. Besma ab, well, woman first kadus. Ahadu amlak, amin.
Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat Shalom. Yes, hi. That's Isaac Yitzhak Haile Selassie. Isaac Haile Selassie, one of the adopted youths, Ethiopian youths, Rastafari brethren right there with the Our Father and Our Mother prayer right there, the Abatachin Hoy prayer, Emma Betachin Dengelmarium prayer right there, So here, after the Shabbat here on the end and the eye, we have this RSS, Rastafari Sabbatical Study here. For this second here in the new Shemesh and new season right here, we have Bereshit in the beginning, and here following through in Chokmah, in Wizmah, right, in Wisdom here with Noah. Here picking up with Genesis chapter 6. We begin at verse 9 to chapter 11, verse 32. Here the Trinity of readings from the Torah, Haftarah, the prophet's reading, and the Brit Chadasha, the New Testament, the New Covenant reading. So in the Torah readings, we have the Bereshit in the Hebrew, known as Genesis, Genesis chapter 6, from verse 9 to chapter 11, verse 32. The prophet's reading, called in the Hebrew the Haftarah, reading is Isaiah, Isaiah the prophet, Isaiah chapter 54, verse 1 to chapter 55, verse 5. And in the Brit Chadasha, New Testament reading, New Covenant, Renewed Covenant reading, we have Matthew, the Gospel according to Matteo, Matthew chapter 24, focus verses 36 to 46. First Peter chapter 3, focus verses 18 to 22, and the Epistle to the Hebrews chapter 11, focus verse 7. So quick overview right here. We have a psalm, today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek. Today's daily psalm here, we have Psalm 61. All right, the 61st psalm right here in the season, the reason for the season. So we like to rise up the chant right there and go through some of the basics. Today's daily psalm here for this October 29th, 2022. Yes, and I would like to testify, you know, on the personal vibes and everything. I'm not giving thanks and praise. But first things first right here with the service here on the air, we have the Torah reading. Right, the Torah portion, commentary, and the outline here, some of the basics to look forward and look for. In Genesis chapter 6, you know, chapter 6, verse 1, we get the ratchetness, the wickedness of humanity, right? Now, it's interesting because as we are studying and growing grace and the knowledge of the King of Kings Christ, Yeshua HaMoshiach, we're beginning to recognize, you know, the inner narrative, you know, in the narrative of Scripture. You know, because once they ate of that tree of the knowledge of good, right, the positives and evil and the negatives, you know, we start to see it directly in the narrative. It's almost as though it's kind of the code in the code in the code. That's why I said to pay attention to some of the themes that are brought forward and first in these first Torah readings and feedings here in the first book of the Bible, in the first book of the Torah. in this first book known as Genesis, Bereishis. And once again, Bereishis, that's the Hebrew. Reishis means the head, but it's in the feminine sense, the female head. But it's interpreted in the Hebrew as the principle, right? The first, the principle. So in the principle, in the beginning, also the beginning, the head, Bereishis, in Chokmah. We say Chokmah because that's the wisdom. Wisdom in the Hebrew, known as Chokmah. Some enunciate as Chokmah, some as Chokmah. Chokmah, Chokmah. You know, there's dialects and dialects even in the ancient time, north, south, east, west. You should know. Don't know. But here, the basic principle there is that in the beginning or in beginning, Bereishis or Bereishis, wisdom is the principal thing. We have this in the wisdom of the wisest man that was given that wisdom by the Almighty. Shlomo, HaMelech, Solomon's Proverbs. We have the Proverbs of Solomon. And we have Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7 in the Hebrew. It says that wisdom is the Reishis. Right? So from the Hebrew perspective, the HD, the Hebrew definition, we see Bereishis, first word in Reishis. Then the wise man, Shlomo HaMelech, says that wisdom, that she is the principal thing. Then our Savior, Robeinu, Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth, right? I and I rabbi, I and I master, I and I teacher, the rabbi of rabbis, he says to us that wisdom, Chokmah, is justified by all of her children. So there. We have, even in the beginning, we can say the divine feminine, but alongside and in working operation with he who be who he be, the Almighty, in wisdom, Bereishis, Bara, he, singularity, Elohim, the powers, he, in singularity, in wisdom, created the heavens, et ha-shamayim, wa et ha-aretz, and the earthly plane. That's the key. You know, that's the key right there, the wisdom key right there. But here, we come to the time and the generation of Noah. An observation here, brothers and sisters. Have you observed that here in this Western Gentile world, you know, if most ones are even, you know, even if one is in one's teens or even 20s, you will notice that it seems as though things seem to change from generation to generation. As we mentioned in Genesis chapter 6 at verse 9, Noah is mentioned three times in the verse, and two words are used for generation. Although in English, they both are the same word. The first word for generation, toldot, tulid, you know, toldot, refers to his descendancy. You know, like you are a descendant of your mother, mitochondrial DNA, and of your father, the seed of your father, and also the, quote, seed. Yeah, there's a different type of seed. Women do have a seed. I hear some men say, only the man got the seed, only man got it. Well, and then they'll say scripturally, biblically, but then in the Bible, the first prophecy, the Protovangelium, was concerning the serpent slayer, so to speak, you know, the seed of the woman, right? So our descendancy, you know, can be traced even in this modern day and time, according to certain genetics and DNA sciences, you know, to who is our mother and who is our father, the mother and father. So that's one form. That's the first generation you see in the focus verse here for this second sabbatical study for the Shabbat Strong, for Shabbat Noah, for Senbet Noah, or a.k.a. Sabbath Noah. And then the second generation, right, there's a second word, dorot, from door. Dorot is plural, or door. Yeah, it sounds like a door, but the door there is regarding cycles of time, like generation. For example, many of us who have lived, you know, in this life, this liberty, in this world, in this, you know, creation, simulation, you know, for a certain amount of years, we'll say, yeah, man, back in my generation, you know, back in the days, and we're talking about our generation. But we're not talking about our generation as our blood lineal descent, who is our mother and father, because, you know, you have your mother and father, unless we are brothers and sisters, we have a different mother and or father, you know, or both, because we have a different that type of generation, Toldot. But then we have the Dorot from the door. That is concerning like a revolution of time, you know, like a consciousness. Have you noticed back in the 60s? The 60s was that generation. And then we see how things seem, and I emphasize the word seem, they seem to change when we come to the 70s, right? And then even when we come to the 80s and the 90s. It's just an interesting something that we notice, you know, over the past 100, 200 or so years based on the evidence, you know, the research, because we wasn't around for those 200 years, not in this flesh, you know what I mean, at least. But we noticed that there seem to be these generational changes, right, from generation to generation. So let's just note right there, right, when it says that Noah was perfect in his time, in that particular time, you know, like we have today in this generation of social media. Many of us in cell phones and the digital technology. For many of us, we recall, remember back in the days, you had to find a payphone, or remember the beeper? We had the beepers. And the youngins, the youths, you know, the babies, you know, by comparison, you know, they don't know that. Maybe they see it in a movie or something back in the days. You know what I'm saying? And then even if you watch sometimes old films, or flims, if you call it that, you know, you watch old films and it's like, there's one time I was watching a movie, I forget which one it was. I was thinking, why can't a person just call the person? I remember, oh man, they didn't have phones back then. You know what I'm saying? You know, you have to remember that in that generation, they didn't even have phones. Or if they had phones, it was like, you know, the landline and the payphone in the street. You know, and then we had a time when some people had cell phones, it was a big old clunky thing. So you can see that's one sense, just to bring out the Hebrew sense of generation. But in reading it just from the English, and not doing any further study, you would think that it's just, in a sense, needlessly repeating that Noah was, you know, in his generation, he was perfect in his generation, and even the word perfect. You know what we like to say, or we've been taught or programmed to say, nobody's perfect, right? You know, and even the religious folks or people who co-sign to the Bible or faith in Yeshua, HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, will say, well, nobody's perfect. But then as we read in the scripture, it says, well, be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect, as Abinu Sheba Shemayim, as he is perfect, right? And then here we find that Noah was what? He was perfect. So the Hebrew context is to be complete in a sense, you know, nothing over, nothing less than, you know, like if you have animals, right? If you have animals and, you know, like livestock, like, oh, for example, you have a cat or a dog, right? Even though, say, one cat or dog passes away and you get another cat or dog, of course, feelings and emotions are what they be, but you get a new cat or dog, right? That cat or dog will be perfect in the sense of, if it would have like one head, you know, four legs, a tail, fur, you know, it meow, it do all the things, you know, chase a rat or little insects or even birds, you know what I'm saying? And in that sense, because it does the same thing as what you know a cat is supposed to do, right? Now, if you had a cat and the cat started to bark and you had a dog and the dog started to meow, you know, so weird nowadays, we're probably going to get to see a little bit of that in these end times, as it was in the beginning, right? You know, at least a little after the beginning. In these days, even the days like Noah, you would know something is wrong right there if the dog meowed and the cat barked. You see what I'm saying? You know, it'd be interesting, but it would definitely not be perfect or complete according to its type, its species. So this is the implication here when it speaks about Noah being, quote, perfect in his generation. Now, first things first, we want to stick to the basics of getting the basic 411 of what is written before, especially starting from low degrees to high degrees of the KJV, the King James Version. But we also like to introduce some other documents that in I studies, you know, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, that are ancient, you know, scripts as well as ancient reasonments upon the scripts, right, that help to give us the fullness of the half of the story that we are able to perceive, you know, from the KJV and the other Western Gentile, you know, scripts. So we want to point out the book of Adam and Eve. The Ethiopic, let me put it correct, the Ethiopic book. I say Ethiopic book of Adam and Eve because it appears that ancient peoples knew of these documents, but they only seem to have been preserved for us in these latter days and times by the Israelites and the faithful Ethiopians. You know, so this is why we say the Ethiopic book of Adam and Eve, the Ethiopic book of Enoch, the Ethiopic book of Jubilees. Because in the Ethiopic book of Enoch, it says that Noah was a little bit different, right, from others of his generation. Now, some people have interpreted and said that, well, perfect in his generation means that he wasn't mixed with the Nephilim, the fallen angels, you know, or some say the giants. But there in Genesis chapter 6, where it says giants, the Hebrew term is Nephilim, and Nephilim mean the fallen ones, the ones who fell. And many refer this to the fallen angels and to that whole conspiracy there. We get glimpses of it in Revelation, but we get a little more detail in the Ethiopic book of Enoch. And it's clear to us that those of the first century time, the time of or the generation of Rabbeinu Yeshua HaNotri and the apostles, they were familiar, you know, with Enoch. How do we know this? Well, we know this by studying the book of Enoch and see, well, what perspective does it have on the scripture and the ancient reality and prophecy? And then we get to see that, well, in the New Testament, especially in a couple of places like Jude, right? And elsewise called Judas, but he's not Iscariot. In his book, he speaks about Enoch, and we also have Enoch, right, segueing from the end of the first sabbatical study, RSS number one, for Bereshis, you know, or in the beginning, and here we're at Noah. Just want to mention just a little reasonment right there on a couple of perspectives, but Noah is said to have been an albino, or rather, according to the scriptural biblical narrative, you know, based on the text and the scripts, Noah appears to be one of the first albinos. And when I say albino, a black albino, you know, an albino born to black peoples. And in the book of Enoch, it proves two things. It proves that the previous humanity were, for lack of a better word, we say black, but let's say melanated, you know, people, black and brown peoples of various maybe complexions, but they were melanated peoples, to keep it simple. But Noah, he was different in that respect or that respect. Now, I point it out because when we look at the canonical scriptures, aka Genesis, and it says he was perfect in his generation, one might think that Dorot, the underlying Hebrew word, is Toldot. Toldot is descendancy, how he descended, mother and father. Now, we don't know that he was not, you know, like his mother and his father appeared to be his mother and his father, but you know, that original DNA, you could say the ancient and original black gene, you know, that original Adamic gene, you know, the different varieties that it can produce, even within the so-called black race, you know, we see all facial features, you know, all facial features and facial types and also different skin tones, right, that were all a part of the ancient peoples. You see, we have to get out of this 400-year, especially in the past 400 years, inferiority, posing as supremacy, what many of you might refer to and I sometimes as white supremacy, but it's the inferiority posing as supremacy, where we tend to look at everything, you know, through this prism, right, of the counterfeit white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, you know, this programming, this mindset. There's a painting or a picture that shows a man sticking his head outside the orb of the earth or the heavens and looking into space. We need to try to do that. We need to do that more often when we're looking at the ancient times, because sometimes we superimpose on the ancient times the trauma of the past 400 years, and that averts and perverts, you know, a true interpretation of the ancient past and the wisdom of the past, even when we have the scripts and even when we are able to discern different layers within the scriptures, from low degrees, the English, the translation, to the Hebrew and to the ancient languages. But anyway, my brothers and sisters, the overview here, we'd like to touch on today's daily psalm, even if albeit briefly, today's daily psalm, Psalm 61, and to reflect and headrest, how does it reflect on this Torah reading and feeding and where we're at presently. So picking out with Genesis chapter 6, verse 1, we have the wickedness, the ratchetness of the then humankind or humanity back then in the days of Noah, right? As we have in the new covenant, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be with the Son of Man. So here we have Genesis chapter 6, right? At verse 9, we have the testimony that Noah, he pleases Ha Elohim, the Elohim, the true Elohim, the true God, the true nature, the nature of natures, the Almighty, that Noah, he pleases Ha Elohim. In Genesis chapter 7, verse 1, speaks about the Mabul. In the Hebrew, we call the flood the Mabul. The Mabul, right? The great deluge, the flood, right? The flood of the earth. Or the flood of the land. I say that. If I say it was the flood of the land, that seems to give us a different contextuality than when we say the flood of the earth. Because today we look at the earth to be like the so-called globe. It doesn't say the flood of the globe, right? People say, was it worldwide? Well, what do you mean by world? How did the ancients view their world? Was it the world in which they lived, the circle and cycle which they lived, you know, to the furthest horizon that they saw, right? Or does it include these latter-day ideas, right? But we got the great flood, the flood of the earth / the flood of the land. In other words, was it this global thing, or was it in a particular region, right? Or was it different than we think? For example, were the land masses together then, or were they apart? Right? Just in the reasoning here, these are not absolute points per se of faith, but they are good points for study and for reasoning in order to get to know the truth for ourselves. So we have the Mabul, the great flood in Genesis chapter 7. In chapter 8, the flood, the Mabul, subsides. So it rained for 40 days and 40 nights, and the waters, right, were upon the land for at least 150 days. Right. And it took, they was in the ark for at least, it took almost a whole year's time, a whole cycle of a year. And according to the date and the timing within the scrolls, within the scripts, it took him about 120 years, right? 120 years, right? To build, you know, that big ship, that big boat. You know, the teva, we say the teva in the Hebrew, teva. In the Amharic, we call it the merkeb. Merkeb. Now, in the Hebrew, merkeb, right, often refers, right, like we're talking about the chariot. Merkeb, merkaba is a chariot. But in the Amharic, from the Ge'ez, we have merkeb, right, which is a big type of ship or type of a boat or something. Just take note. Here in Genesis chapter 8, at verse 20, Ha Elohim, the Almighty, promise gives a yea and an amen, right? A promise to Noah. In chapter 9, verse 1, we have the covenant that is made with Noah. Now, we need to pay attention right here at the covenants that are being made. All right. Some view it, and we're one who shares that point of view, that there are at least 7 to 8 covenants within the scripture from the Old Testament to the New, to the Brit Chadasha. And these covenants should be seen as being cumulative, right? Consecutive, but cumulative. So now we come to the covenant, right, with Noah. And let's ask the question from the Hebrew point of view, what is a covenant? Is it like a contract? Is it like an agreement? The covenant of Noah, or the covenant with Noah. In chapter 9 at verse 19, we have Noah, and his sons. Noah and his sons. Let me just pause right here. And I want to hear you up, bro. You know, Rasimo is reasoning, and there's a reason that the brother brought forward to I. Just a reasoning, right? Why, like, with Noah and his, you know, Noah, there was other people around. You mean there was nobody else? There was no bona fide, you know, friends, you know, or family-like people, nobody else besides Noah, right? His wife and their children, those eight souls. It's interesting, right? We would think that it should have been like, you know, I have a brother and I tell my brother, yo, something about to happen. You need to do this. Look what I'm doing. You need to get with me or you need to do the same thing, you know? Now, well, hope my brother don't laugh me off and it's really a serious thing, you know, and be like Noah, like the days of Noah. But it's a kind of an interesting point. Hopefully when we have, like, you know, more of a reasonment, we're hoping to have reasonments during the Shabua, during the week, you know, announce certain guests to come forward or we dialogue on certain aspects, certain points of interest, you know, and open up for the eye, the listeners and viewers to also, you know, call in or, you know, come into the gathering and to ask some questions. But right here, just going over some of the basics, and we ask the fellow disciples, you know, to keep their journal books, their copy books, you know, and to free up themselves to, you know, write all sort of questions that come to mind. You know, I look at some of the old books I've done, I said, Chan, I really felt free enough to ask. You know what I mean? You mean like Noah didn't have no bona fide brethren? You know, how about Shem, Ham, and Japheth? They didn't have no brethren or no one? Or it was really times like that. It was really that bad. Just a question there. In chapter 10, verse 1, the nations. Now we get nations, right, descended from Noah and from Noah's three sons. What if I told you that Ham, Shem, and Japheth, according to how we use language today, that they were all melanated peoples, i.e. they were black peoples. When I say they were black peoples, you know, they were, I'm not saying African people. These are terminology that came out later on, but they were melanated peoples, you know, and they didn't have to have the same physiognomy. And even in the family, you know, from same mother and same father, don't we notice differences? Sometimes we notice differences so great that we might become doubtful if this is our seed or progeny, you know, but it is. It can be that way. And also vice versa, that can happen, that can come about. The point I'm making here is the nations. These individuals, according to the Hebrew narrative, is where we get the link for the nations. The nations descended from Noah, right? But let's point to this here on the record. As we have gotten through counterfeit Christianity, white Anglo-Saxon Protestantism, ism, schism, you know, through the 400 plus years, counterfeit Christianity, their racism, we need to have a whole new look at this table of nations thing. Not saying that there was not these nations, there's artifacts that testify to enough of it, but the way we perceive that one was black, right, one was white, and one was nondescript. Right? We say genetically, right, those of us who study genetics, that it appears that the black gene is a dominant, strong and a dominant gene, right? And that even the white gene or genes of other peoples are linked. I came across research where the Chinese have said that they've done a whole bunch of exhaustive work on DNA, and they see their DNA, right, the Chinese, the ancient Chinese DNA as coming, for lack of a better word, but we know where it's at, out of Africa, you know, out of Tobia, of Ethiopia. Have you ever looked at some Africans, their features? And even though they have, you know, the melanation and they have the black, brown, you know, the rich, that rich melanated complexion, epidermally speaking, because melanin can exist in our brain and other aspects of them that are not so visual. Some of them actually have features just like we say Asian people and people of the East or the Far East have today, right? We say, right, based on genetics that the white gene, by and large, except for that Neanderthal stuff, because it doesn't appear that black people have that Neanderthal gene. So, but the other genes that they do have, right, are directly traceable, right, to the dominant black gene, right? So my question is, do you really believe that one was black? Only one was black? Who told us that one was black? The same liar in Jesus' name, in the Bible name, right? That though he believed in the Lord and all of this, you know, he took exception to us based on appearances because of our skin color, our hair texture, we from Africa or whatnot like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's him who is the one who told us and made us believe those things. Suppose Shem, you know, we often say Ham, Shem, and Japheth, and like Black consciousness, we put Ham first, but actually the order was Shem, Ham, and Japheth. What if they all were melanated peoples? Just like if you look at Africans today, you look at East Africans, you look at West Africans, South Africans, you know, and even ancient artifacts, and we can see that all feature types are there. Did you know they would like to call Ethiopians dark-skinned Caucasians? You didn't come across that? We came across that where they say, oh, the Ethiopians are dark-skinned Caucasians. And then we'll be like, because we think of Caucasian as white people. You know what I'm saying? But why do they call the Ethiopians dark-skinned Caucasians? Then I looked up the Caucasian people, Caucasian people. I said, wait, they do look like what they call white people today. You know, some white people today back in the 40s were not considered white. Do you hear what I'm saying? Some people today who call themselves are considered white, though we will call them white today because that's how we've been programmed. Back in the 40s and 30s, they were not considered white. The Caucasian people and the Caucasian people, if you go look it up, Caucasian, I think it's C-I-R-C-A-S-S-I-A-N-S. If that's not correct, Google will correct you. You know what I'm saying? And go, yeah, and then look at pictures. Some of them got big woolly afros. I said, wow. You know what I mean? And if we are honest with ourselves, they can look like people who are in our family, even apart from having the so-called latter-day white gene in us. So let us get past this 400 year. The past 400 year has breeded a particular view of reality that is not real in the context of antiquity and the ancient world. So I'm just pointing that out. Hopefully we get into a couple more details. But what if I told you that Ham, Shem, Ham, and Japheth were all, for lack of a better word, black people? You know what I mean? I say black people, I didn't say African peoples, because technically speaking, certain Indian people, right, will be considered black people, you know, in the strict white Anglo-Saxon Protestant racist paradigm that has set a mold like concrete. We got to break that concrete, break it down to the basic, you know, to the true basics again. Genesis chapter 11, just to seal up here, Genesis chapter 11, the Tower of Babel, of Babel, right, of Babel, right? And before we get to Genesis chapter 11, we need to take another view of Nimrod, right? The good, perhaps the bad as well, of Nimrod. Let's take another look at Nimrod, this son of Cush, who established the ancient Mesopotamian civilization. Wait, hold on for a moment. If a son of Cush, and we know Cush has to do with Ethiopian Africa, right? If he established civilization way over there, right, after the proverbial flood, right, then that means that the Ethiopian and black influence is on both sides of what is called Arabia, right, in both river valley civilizations. This is the key, and the Ethiopia connection in the mix, both with ancient Egypt that is called Kemet after the 11th and 12th dynasty. This is where the term Kemet, Smytawi, and there were other nomenclatures for ancient Egypt, but we know the ancient Egyptian civilization heavily influenced by the ancient Cushitic civilization. But then we also get to know biblically that the Cushitic civilization and Cushitic people like Nimrod influenced the Mesopotamian, Babylonian, Sumer, Akkad, Kalner, Assyrian civilization over there. See, this is the half of the story. You see, that's what we have to break down, you know, the big lie, which is the white lie, the whitewashing, you know, not just of the pictures, but of our view of the words and the truth of the text. So we have the Tower of Babel. Right, the Tower of Babel. Who was responsible? Let's ask that question. Who was responsible? It seems as though Nimrod overtly doesn't mention Nimrod there, though it mentioned Nimrod elsewhere. You know, it seems as though all the descendants, right, of Noah were involved. It's like we talk about Babylonians today. We might say, oh, it's white folks, Babylon. They may be at the head of it in this latter day in time, but we have all peoples. right? All peoples. Nyabingi creed was death to black and white down presser, you know, non-partial. So the Tower of Babel was members of all the different branches of the family, because remember, they all were sons of Noah. Right? We like to think of them, or we've been made to believe that they were so separate and different. You know, they only became that as time. See, time is the key thing. And we need to put things in their proper time, you know, the context of time. So we have the Tower of Babel, right, in chapter 11. At verse 10, we have the descendants of Shem. And at verse 27, the descendants of Terah. But let's point this out here, that in the Masoretic, the present Hebrew version, right, this is one thing, as the Lord says to the different churches. He says, you know, he compliments each of the churches, but, you know, and then he gives a reproof. But I'm somewhat against you, right? We are somewhat against the Masoretic, at least in this, because it does not match up to its accuracy with the Ethiopic and other texts, the ancient texts, in the genealogy of Shem. In the genealogy of Shem, it appears that there's a 100-year missing to many of the descendants from Shem coming down to, like, the time of Abraham. Because according to latter-day, you know, latter-day Jewish Judaic philosophy, some Yehudi, other Jews, they think that Shem was actually Melchizedek, and actually that Shem had lived long enough, right, to actually be alive, to be one of those who lived like for hundreds of years and everything. But our study of the manuscripts in this Matthew's Bible, right, it has the same as the Septuagint, right, and the Gittes as well reflects the same numbering, where there's about 100 years, right, to each of the patriarchs of Shem, right. Next point we want to make about Abraham and our studies, some would tell you that Abraham lived in the time of Nimrod. Based on our studies, we have to view that as an unsubstantiated lie. Yes, there is some versions of the book of Jasher, but my question is, which version are you reading? And besides, the book of Jasher, right, of Jasher, as it's called, does not really have the same authority as the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees or as Ethiopic Enoch. We want to point to that right there, you know, because there are many misconceptions that are brought about. One of them is that Abraham lives in the time of Nimrod, while when we read the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, it appears that a daughter of Nimrod must have been some married into the family of Shem, I mean, the family of Abraham. You know what I mean? So there's a whole different view by us studying it. And it seems as though these other views that have crept into Christianity, Western Gentile, whitewashed Christianity, and even among Western Gentile, let's say European and some of the other Jews, do not have that authority of the ancient manuscripts. And this is why we point out the book of Adam and Eve. We have that in the reprint, the Fuller Fold. There's the first part of the book of Adam and Eve in the lost books of the Bible, forgotten books of Eden. But it's the second part of the book of Adam and Eve that is found in the Ethiopic translation by, I think, a brother named Solomon Milan. We have that in the reprint. It's called the Gadla Adam, the Gadla Adam, A Adam. Basically, the contendings of Adam and Eve against Satan. This is a good book here in these first maybe 10 or so, you know, Torah reading and feedings here in this first book of the Torah here in Genesis. It gives us the ancient, you know, reasonments, you know, some of the backstories, and here's the thing we know, that they had these things even in the time of Yeshua HaMoshiach, and they were considered to be scriptures. They even find their way into books like the book of Jude, where he's mentioning certain things that elsewhere in the canonical Bible, you do not find those things in the 66 books of the Bible. So there's other books we're introducing for the cross-reference and study. Once again, the Gadla Adam, book of Adam and Eve, the Ethiopic book of Enoch, as well as the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees. We think we have one of the best reprints, both of Enoch, right, by R.H. Charles, and of Jubilees. In addition to that, we also have the Gutters, the Ethiopic and the Amharic texts, as well as the ancient Gutters text from which the translation that we are recommending. I point that out because it's always good to follow up on the translators. Also, the Kevra Nagas, the Kibra Nagas, as some say, the Kevra Nagas, Queen of Sheba, Langson Menelik, the W.A. Wallace Budge version. He received the Star of Ethiopia from Menelik II, third class, for his work. We have that as well in the reprint. And we have the Gutters text, so one can cross-reference, his translation with the Gutters, so we can do due diligence. So these are some of the additional points of reference. Hopefully we'll have time to point right to their references. So here in the prophets outline right here from Isaiah chapter 54 and 55, in chapter 54 of Yeshaya, we have the eternal covenant of Shalom. In chapter 55, we have an invitation to abundant life and liberty. In Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 1. Briefly here, Torah portion commentary here, the second. Fixing a broken world, the tikkun olam, as we call it Hebraic, the tikkun olam, fixing a broken world, right? So those of us who seek to be true Yehudi, we know that we have a role of responsibility of fixing, right, a broken world. Right, of Jah's system has been broken down, building it up again. The thought for the Shavuah here is that human evil, human hurt, unkindness, right, illness, sadness, sickness, all of that really comes under the term evil from a Hebraic perspective. Human evil, it grieves Ha'elohim, the Almighty Power's heart, at the core, at the center. Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, as we say, the Netcher of Netchers, right? Ha'elohim is not peering down, right, on the so-called planet, more correctly on this earthly plane, even this plane of consciousness and existence, making observations like a dispassionate astronaut. That's not his view of I and I, based on the Torah, the text. Neither is he watching us like a man sitting on a sofa watching, a football game, some sports game. Rather, according to the testimony of the scripture, right, and also the testimony of the Holy Spirit in I, he is like, and he is Ha'ab, the father, but he is like a father, right, who observes the behavior, right, of his children. His, right, children. He is like a king, a melech, right, a negus, even negus and neges, taking note of how events, according to the event horizon, right, the time unfold in his kingdom, in his world, in his government. When a father sees his children involved in self-destructive behaviors, it grieves, right, it grieves him. And not only our father, but also Mother Wisdom, it grieves. The man has become like one of us, but he has not, become able to put good over evil, to balance the equation. So here, hopefully we come to that point of balancing the equation, and restoring, heaven, even on this earthly plane. Today's daily psalm right here, Psalm 61. Let's just get in this briefly right here. Hopefully more on the first day service at the top of the hour, 1 a.m. for the Sunday service coming forward. But right here.
Psalm 61.
Mizmor Samech Aleph Lam Natseah Al Neginat Le David.
Hear my cry, O God, O God, O God.
Shim'a Elohim rinnati.
Attend unto my prayer.
Hakshiva tefillati.
From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. for thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. Selah. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows, 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 my vows.
Yes, 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 daily perform the words of I and I mouth, the meditation of I and I heart. Right here, let's hear that in the Royal Amharic here. This is on the dub. Sister Rashida, hear my cry. Psalm 61 inside.
مزمور سلسع بكنف سلسعال لما زمران عليك ببغن عوج يداوز مزمور عملاك هوي لمن عين سما ألوتين مادم لبي تصفابك قررت أجيزي كمدر دارچا ودان تجوهال بدنگاي لاي كف كف عدر ركي سنو قنب بتالات فيت تصفاي مهنهن يالن نامر رهي በድንኳንህ ለዘላለም እኖራለሁ በክንፎችህም ጥላ አጋረዳለሁ አቤቱ አንተ ስለቴን ሰምተሃልና ስምህንም ለሚፈሩ ርስትን ሰጣሃቸው ለንጉሥ ከቀን በላይ ቀን ትጨምራለህ ዓመታቱም ከትውልድ ወደ ትውልድ ይሆናል በእግዚአብሔር ፊት ለዘላለም ይኖራል ይጠብቁት ዘንድ ምሕረትንና እውነትን አዘጋጅለት እንዲሁ ለስምህ ለዘላለም ዘምራለሁ ስለቴን ሁልጊዜ ይፈጽም ዘንድ
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring across to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Here, Dubwise, the English and Hebrew intro right here again, today's daily song.
Psalm 61.
Mizmor Samech Aleph Lam Matzea Hal Neginat Le David.
Hear my cry, O God, O God, O God.
Shim'a Elohim Rinnati.
Attend unto my prayer, to my prayer, to my prayer, to my prayer.
Hakshiva Tefillati, 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 Tefillati.
From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. Selah. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows, my vows, my vows, my vows, my vows, my vows.
מזמור סמך א' למנצח על נגינת לדוד. שמעה אלוהים רינתי, הקשיבה תפילתי.
Yes, 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 yes. Look at the time right here. Just touching on today's daily psalm just ever so briefly. Hopefully we'll be able to get into a little more study, but we already got some study right here with this Torah reading and feeding, even from the previous. So what we're going to do right here is get ready to ride up a little bit more right here. Just juggling the time right here on the air, because about 11 minutes we go into the grace, then we have the first day service at the top of the hour, hopefully more time right there. But here, let us touch on this here from this Torah reading and feeding. A little double-wise, but just become more familiar with the narrative right here. Bereshis, right here.
Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, 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 in the eyes of the Lord.
Build his house on the sand. Oh yeah.
These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. And Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me. The earth is filled with violence through them. Behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof. With lower, second, and third story shalt thou make it. And behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh wherein is the breath of life from under heaven. And everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female. Of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind, two of every sort shall come unto thee to keep them alive. And take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Thank you.
chapter 7. And the Lord said unto Noah, Come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens the male and his female, and of beasts that are not clean by two the male and his female. Of fowls also of the air by sevens the male and the female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth. For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. And every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. And Noah did according unto all that the Lord commanded him. And Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was upon the earth. And Noah went in, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him into the ark, because of the waters of the flood. Of clean beasts, and of beasts that are not clean, and of fowls, and of everything that creepeth upon the earth, there went in two and two unto Noah into the ark, the male and the female, as God had commanded Noah. It came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the 2nd month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. The rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. In the selfsame day entered Noah, and Shem, and Ham, and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the 3 wives of his sons with them, into the ark. They, and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, every bird of every sort. And they went in unto Noah into the ark, two and two of all flesh wherein is the breath of life. And they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him. And the Lord shut him in. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased, and bare up the ark, and it was lifted up above the earth. And the waters prevailed, and were increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark went upon the face of the waters. And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered. And all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl and of cattle and of beast, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And every man, all in whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land, died. Every living substance was destroyed which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle and the creeping things and the fowl of the heaven, and they were destroyed from the earth. Noah only remained alive, they that were with him in the ark. The waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days.
This is what it is, okay? I said, empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now, you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now, water can flow, or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
When God created man upon earth, you know,
yeah.
From an Adam and Eve time, and Adam and Eve, them have children and things, and them going bad, and God never liked the way how man was going on. So he tell Noah, build an ark, you know, thing like a ship or a boat, one of them big ark business. Noah build the ark, the people them say Noah build the ark. And them say, for that. These guys are nuts. You know? Mm. It's just like a man come and him say, Rastafari. And people say, what that? I don't know about that. Mm. I mean, you know what I mean? Anyhow, Noah build the ark. God tell him what he must do. In Noah, him three sons, and him son, the wife, the woman that was with the sons, them, and Noah's woman, and all the peers, animals, and everything that, everything God said must get a peer right. And when the ark finished and thing, flood came and destroyed the rest of the people, them. All of them dead off, except Noah, them. But Noah had three sons. One named Ham, one named Shem, and one named Japhet.
Yeah.
Well, from that three son there, and the rest a woman where they bought the place, they multiply all these people upon the face of the earth.
Mm.
You know? So, but mankind get lost again because, I don't know, mankind get lost somewhere down the line that them don't really, man become enemy. You know, the consciousness that Noah is our father, it come like it don't mean anything to people.
Mm.
But it mean a great deal to the Rasta man, because they know that is the truth. And that's why him say love. And that's why him overstand everything. You know? That's one of the little part about the unification of the people.
Mm.
Because other people have realized that Noah had three sons. Well, him give Africa to Ham,
mm-hmm.
which is a black man. Him give Europe to Japhet, which is a white man. And him give Asia to the Chinese, the yellow people, and like, you know, Asian people. So that is all. But I mean, you know, it never say, well, then it's bad as upon the earth, and me shouldn't come over your side, come look for you, or anything like that. We're supposed to be like people upon the face of the earth who God created.
Take that veil from off your eyes. Look into the future of real life. Noah had three sons, Ham, Shem, and Japhet. And in Ham is known to be the prophet. Glory to Jah, the prophet is come. Glory to Jah, the prophet has come. When my soul was hurting deep within, and I'm worrying to be free, desperately.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Barku et Yahuwah Hamborak. Barku et Adonai Hamborak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever, now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam. Asher Bahar Banu Mikol Ha'amim. Winatan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai Noten Ha'Torah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and forever. Blessed art the I, Adonai, Ayanai Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king
of the universe, eternal King, who has chosen I and I from among the peoples and given us the Torah, HaTorah, Torato, his Torah. Blessed be the I, Adonai, who gives HaTorah.
Baruch ata Adonai.
Jump! Rastafari.
Jump!
Rastafari.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baruchu et Yahweh Hamvara. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarak Leolam Vayet. Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Bekarbenu Mebo Hamayim Venutan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Yahweh Noten HaTorah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty King of the Universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Joy by thy light, and I be a testament to the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, I have to forward and reach a Mount Zion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. May I tell you to read up your Bible.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, for the Rishon Aliyah, here for the first reading, the first Aliyah, the first up offering here, for this Shabbat Noach. Here picking up the first book of Moshe, of Moses, the Hebrew book that's called Genesis, here from the Sefer Bereshit, here from the Sefer in the beginning, Bereshit, in the Reshit, here picking up with the Rishon Aliyah, here for this Shabbat Noach. Genesis chapter 6, verse 9, Shema Yisrael. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the One. Eile todot Noach, ish tzadik tamim, haya b'dorotayu, et ha'elohim hitahalek Noach. These are the generations, eile todot of Noah, Noach. Eile todot Noach. Noah was in his generations. Noach, ish tzadik tamim, haya b'dorotayo, was in his generations a man righteous, ish tzadik, and wholehearted, tamim. Noach walked with ha'elohim. Eta ha'elohim hitahalek Noach. These, eile, the generations of Noah, Toldot Noah. Noah was a just, Noah ish tzadik, a just man, and perfect in his generations. Tamim haya b'dorotayo. And Noah walked with ha'elohim. Et ha'elohim hitahalek Noah. And Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, Ham, Cam, and Yafet. And Noah, Noah, we got three sons, Shem, Cam, Ham, and Yafet. And the earth was, and the earth also, and the earth also, the earth also was corrupt before Ha Elohim. The earth was corrupt before Elohim. And the earth was filled with violence. And Elohim looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And Elohim said to Noah, Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, before I. For the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it. And behold, I, even I, do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherewith we are in, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee I will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee I. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark to keep them alive with thee I. They shall be male and female, zakar unetaiva, of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind, two of every sort shall come to thee I to keep them alive. And take thou to thee I of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee I, and it shall be for food for thee I and for them. Thus did Noah, Noah, according to all that Elohim commanded him, so did he. And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, O Yisrael, hear, 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 give ear, hear for the Sheni Aliyah, for the second up offering, the second reading here, for this Shabbat Noch, Sabbath Noah. Here, picking up with the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 7. The sixth item, the judgment of the flood and of testing under the second dispensation. Vayomer Yahuwah le-Noach, bo ata v'kola beiteka illa ha-teve kia oteka raiti yatzadika le-fanai ba-dor hazeh. And Yahweh Jehovah said to Noah, Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark. Vayomer Yahuwah le-Noach, bo ata v'kol beiteka il ha-teva kia oteka, for thee have I seen righteous. Ki oteka raiti tzadik, 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 righteous before I in this generation. Lifanai bador hazeh, 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 of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee I by sevens. Zakaru nekebau, male and female, male and his female, and of beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female, of fowls also of the ear by sevens, the male and the female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth. For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. And Noah, Noah, did according to all that Yahweh, that Jehovah commanded him. And Noah, Noah was, 600 years old when the flood of waters was upon the earth. And Noah went in, and his sons, and Ishto, his wife, and his sons' wives with him into Hateba, the ark, because of the waters of the flood, of clean beasts, and of beasts that are not clean, and of fowls, and of everything that creepeth upon the earth. There went in two and two to Noah, into Hateba, the ark, the male and the female, as Elohim commanded Noah. And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second moon month, the 17th day of the moon, the month, the same day were all the foundations of the great deep broken up, and the windows of Shemaim of heaven were opened. And the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. In the selfsame day entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's Isha, and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with them, into Haterah, into the ark, they and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, every bird of every sort. And they went in to Noah, into Haterah, into the ark, two and two of all flesh wherein is the breath of life. And they that went in Zakar Unekeva, male and female of all flesh, as Elohim had commanded him. And Yahweh Jehovah shut him in.
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 Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, 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 give ear, O Yisrael. Hear for the Shalishi, the Shalishi. Hear for the third Aliyah, the third up offering, offering up. Hear for the third reading. Hear for this Shabbat Noach. Shabbat Noach, for this Sabbath Noah. Here, picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis, Genesis chapter 7, here at verse 17, for the Shalishi, for the Shalishi, for the third Aliyah, the third reading. Reading. Vayehi ha-mabul arba'im yom al ha'aretz, vayerabu ha-mayim, vayisu et ha-teva, and the flood was 40 days upon the earth. Vayehi ha-mabul arba'im yom al ha'aretz. And the waters increased. Vayerbu ha-mayim. And bear up the ark. Vayisu et ha-teva. And it was lifted up above the earth. Watarema me'al ha'aretz. And the waters prevailed and were increased greatly upon the earth. And Hateva and the ark went upon the face of Hamayim, upon the face of the waters. And the waters, Hamayim, prevailed exceedingly upon Haaretz, upon the earth. And all the high hills that were under the whole heaven, the Shemayim, were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters, Hamayim, prevail, and the mountains were covered. And all flesh died that moved upon Haaretz, upon the earth, both of fowl and of cattle, and of beasts, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon Haaretz, upon the earth, and every man, all in whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land, died. And every living substance was destroyed, which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle, and the creeping things, and the fowl of Hashemayim, of the heavens. And they were destroyed from Haaretz, from the earth, the earthly plane. And Noah only remained alive. And they that were with him in Hateva, in the ark. and Hamayim, and the waters prevailed upon Haaretz, the earthly plain, 150 days. And here, Shema Yisrael, Gevir, here, the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book, that is called Genesis, Genesis chapter 8. Vayizkor Elohim et Noach, and Elohim remembered Noach. And every living thing, and all the cattle that was with him in Hateva, and Elohim made a wind, a ruach, to pass over Haaretz, the earthly plain, and Hamayim, and the waters assuaged. The fountains also of the deep, and the windows of Shemayim of heaven were stopped, and the rain from Shemayim heaven was restrained. And Hamayim, and the waters returned from off Haaretz, the earth, the earthly plain, continually. And after the end of the 150 days, the waters Hamayim were abated. And Hateva and the ark rested in the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, the moon, upon the mountains of Ararat. And Hamayim, the waters decreased continually until the 10th month, the 10th moon. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, the moon, were the tops of the mountain seen. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of Hateba of the ark which he had made. And he sent forth a raven which went forth to and fro until the waters Hamayim were dried up from off the earth. Also, he sent forth a dove from him to see if Hamayim, the waters, were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the soul of it, and she returned to him into Hateva, into the ark. For the waters Hamayim were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand and took her and pulled her in to him, into Hateva, into the ark. And he stayed yet other 7 days, and again he sent forth the dove, the Yonah, the dove out of Hateva, out of the ark. And the dove came in to him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters Hamayim were abated from off Haaretz, from off the earth, the earthly plain. And he stayed yet other 7 days and sent forth Hayonah, the dove, which returned not again to him anymore. And it came to pass in the 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried up from off the earth, and Noah removed the covering of Hateva of the ark, and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. And in the second month, the second moon, on the 27th day of the month of the moon, was the earth dried. And here, Shema Yisrael, here, for the Rabbi, here for the fourth Aliyah, fourth reading, the fourth up offering, here for this Shabbat Noach, Sabbath Noah. Here, picking up Genesis chapter 8, verse 15, for the Rabbi. Why daber Elohim illa Noach leimor? And Elohim spake to Noah. Why daber Elohim il Noach, saying, Lemor, go forth of Hateva of the ark, thou and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. Bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee, of all flesh, both of fowl and of cattle, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth, and be fruitful and multiply upon the earth. And Noach
Noah went forth, and his sons, and Ishto, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him, every beast, every creeping thing, and every fowl, and whatsoever creepeth upon Haaretz, upon the earth, the earthly plain, after their kinds, went forth out of Ha-Tebah. The third dispensation, human government. The third, or Noahic, Noach, covenant, verse 20. And Noah, Noach, and Noah builded an altar, Mizbeach, LaYahuwah, to Jehovah, and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And Yahuwah, Jehovah, smelled a sweet savor. And Yahuwah, Jehovah, said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more everything living as I have done, while the earth, Ha'aretz, the earthly plain, remaineth seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, hear. First book of Moses, Hebrew book called Genesis, chapter 9. And Elohim bless Noah, Noach. Vayabarek Elohim et Noach, and his sons, and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Vayabareka Elohim et Noach et Banayu Vayomer lahem Perua Urubua Ua Milu et Haaret. And the fear, the reverence of you, and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth, Ha'aretz, and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hand are they delivered. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat, shall be meal, food for you. Even as the green herb have I given you all things. But flesh with the life thereof, which is Hadam, the Dam, the Dem, the blood thereof, shall ye all not eat. Surely your blood, your Dam, your Dem, of your lives will I require. At the hand of every beast will I require it, and at the hand of man, at the hand of every man's brother will I require the life of man. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, man's dam, the dem, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of Elohim made he man. And you, be your fruitful and multiply, bring forth abundantly in the earth, in Haaretz, and multiply therein.
Where's Bennett?
Dear God, please make me into a bird so I can fly far, far away from here. Dear God, please make me into a bird so I can fly far, far, far away from, far away.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, for the Chamishi. Hear from the first book of Moshe, from the Sefer Bereishis, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis chapter 9, here at verse 8, for the Chamishi, for the fifth Aliyah, fifth of offering up, fifth reading here, for this Shabbat, Noach. Vayomer Elohim illa Noach, v'illa banayu ito leimor. And Elohim spake, vayomer Elohim, to Noah. Vayomer Elohim illa Noach, and to his sons with him, with illa banayo ito, saying, Lemor, and I, behold, I behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your seed, your race after you, and with every living creature that is with you, of the fowl, of the cattle, of every beast of the earth with you, from all that go out of Hateva, out of the ark, to every beast of the earth, of the earthly plain. And I will establish, Bariti, my covenant, Al-Kidane, my word agreement with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off anymore by the waters of a flood. Neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy Haaret, the earth. And Elohim said, this is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you, between I, and every living creature that is with you, the I, for perpetual generations. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me, I, and the earth. And it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over Haaretz, over the earth, the earthly plain, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember, Bariti, my covenant, Kalakidane, my word agreement, which is between me and you, between I and the I, and every living creature of all flesh. And the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh, carnality. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting, the ever-living covenant between Elohim and every living creature of all flesh that is upon Haaret, the earthly plain. And Elohim said to Noah, this is the token of the covenant which I have established between I and all flesh that is upon Haaret, the earthly plain. And hear, give ear, hear for the Sheishi, Aliyah, here picking up at verse 18, first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 9, here at verse 18, for the Sheishi, for the sixth Aliyah, the sixth up offering here, for this Shabbat Noach. Why are Yihayu B'nei Noach? Ha Yotzaim Amin Hateva, Shem Wicham. Wa Yafet Wicham Hu Aviya Kanaan. And the sons of Noah, why Yihyu Bnei Noach, the sons of Noah that went forth of the ark, why Yihyu Bnei Noach Ha Yotzaim Amin Hateva, were Shem and Ham and Japheth. Shem, Wicham, Wa Yafet. And Ham, Ham was the father of Canaan. Wicham, who? Avi Canaan. These are the three sons of Noah, and of them was the whole earth overspread. Parenthetical, the shame of Noah, and the sin, the chatiyah, the uckery of Ham, of Kam. Verse 20, and Noah began to be an husbandman, and planted a vineyard, and planted a vineyard. And he drank of the wine, and was drunken. And he was uncovered within his tent. And Ham, and Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father, and told his two brethren without. And Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it upon both their shoulders, and went backward, and covered the nakedness of their father. And their faces were backward, and they saw not their father's nakedness. Conclusion of Noachic, the Noahide covenant, the prophetic declaration, verse 24. And Noah, awoke from his wine, and knew what his younger son had done to him. And he said, cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be to his brethren. And he said, blessed Yahweh Elohe Shem. He said, blessed be the he who be who he be, the Elohe. Of Shem, Vayomer, Baruki Yahuwah Elohei Shem. and Canaan shall be his servant. And Elohim shall enlarge Yafet, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem. And Canaan shall be his servant, the family of Noah. Verse 28, and Noah lived after the flood 350 years, and all the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died. And here, Shema Yisrael, here, Gevir, here, first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 10. Now these are the generations of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, Wayafet, Shem, Cam, Ham, and Japheth, and to them were sons born after the flood. The sons of Yafet of Japheth, Gomer, and Magog, and Madai, and Javan, and Tubal, and Meshech, and Tiras. And the sons of Gomer, Ashkenaz, and Rifat, and Togarma. And the sons of Yawin, Ionians, and the sons of Yawin, Javan, Elisha, and Tarshish, Kittim and Dodanim. By these were the isles of the Goyim, of the Gentiles, divided in their lands, every one after his tongue, after their families, in their nations. And the sons of Ham, the sons of Ham, Cam, Cush, and Mitzrayim, and Phut, and Canaan. And the sons of Cush, Seba, and Havilah, and Sabta, and Ra'amah, and Sabtecha, and the sons of Ra'amah, Sheba, and Dedan. And Cush begat Namrud, and Cush begat Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one in Ha'aret, in the earth, the earthly plain. He was a mighty hunter, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. Wherefore it is said, even as Namrud, Nimrod, the mighty hunter, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. And the beginning of his kingdom was Babel, and Erech, and Akkad, and Kalna, in the land of Shinar. Out of that land went forth Ashur, and build it Nineveh, and the city Rehoboth, and Kalna, Kala, and Rezin between the Nineveh and Kala. The same is a great city. And Mitzrayim begat Ludim, and Anamim, and Lehabim, and Nephnaphtuhim, and Patarusim, and Kasluhim, out of whom came Philistine, and Kaphtorim, and Canaan. Canaan begat Sidon his firstborn, and Chet, and the Jebusite, and the Amorite, and the Girgashite, and the Hivite, and the Arkite, and the Sinite, and the Arvadite, and the Zemarite, and the Hamathite. And afterward were the families of the Canaanites spread abroad. And the border of the Canaanites was from Sidon, as thou comest to Gerar, to Gaza, as thou goest to Sodom and Gomorrah, and Adma, and Zeboim, even to Lasha. These are the sons of Ham, of Cam, of Ham, after their families, after their tongues, in their countries, and in their nations. To Shem also, the father of all the children of Eber, the brother of Yafet, the elder, even to him were children born. The children of Shem, Elam, and Ashur, and Arphakhad, and Lud, and Aram, and the children of Aram, Uz, and Hul, and Geter, and Mash, and Arphakhad begat Salah, and Salah begat Eber, and to Eber were born two sons. The name of one was Peleg, for in his days was Haaretz, the earth, the earthly plain divided. And his brother's name was Joktan. And Joktan begat Alamodad, and Sheleth, and Hazar Maveta, and Jara, and Hadoram, and Uzal, and Dikla, and Obal, and Abimael, and Sheba, or Sheba, and Ophir, and Havilah, and Jobam. All these were the sons of Joktan. And their dwelling was from Mesha, as thou goest to Sephar, a mount of the east. These are the sons of Shem, after their families, after their tongues, in their lands, after their nations. These are the families of the sons of Noah, after their generations, in their nations. And by these were the nations, the Goyim, the Gentiles, divided in Haaret, the earthly plain, after the flood, 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 the flood.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Here for the Shabi'i. Shabi'i, here for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh up offering. Seventh reading here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Noach. Here picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis. Here from the Sefer Bereishith, here for the Shabbi'i, the seventh Aliyah, picking up with the first book of Moses, Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 11. Here, Shema Yisrael, the Shabbi'i Aliyah, the seventh reading. Vayehi kol ha'aret safa echat u'advarim echadim. The failure of man under the Noah, under Noah's covenant, the Noahic covenant. Verse 1. Vayehi kol ha'aret, and the whole earth and the entirety of the earthly plain was vayehi, and it became and it came to pass. Kol ha'aret, all the earthly plain, safa echat, was of one language. Safa, lip, echat, one female lip, one mother's tongue. Vayehi kol ha'aretz safa echat u'advarim echadim, and of one speech, and of word, devarim echadim, and of one set of words, one devarim, and the words one. Vayehi, and it be, and it came to pass, and it was. Vayehi kol ha'aretz safa echat u'devarim echadim, and the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, and other, go to, let us, make I and I make brick, and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, go to, let us, make I and I build us a city, and a tower, whose top may reach to Shemaim, to heaven, and make I and I make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. The judgment of the confusion, the chaos, the confusion of tongues. Life continues under the Adamic and Noahic covenants. Verse 5. And Jehovah came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men, which the children of Adam, which the children of men, of men, of men, of men, of men, of men, builded, builded. And Yahweh said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us make I and I go down, and they are confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So Yahweh, so Jehovah scattered them abroad from thence, from there, upon the face of all the earth. And they left off to build the city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel, Babel, because Yahweh did there confound the language of all the earth, the earthly plane. And from thence did Yahweh, did Jehovah scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth, the earth, the earth. The ancestry of Abraham. And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear. Verses 10 to verse 26. In the KJV, the King James Version, the ages of the Shemitic, the Shem line of patriarchs is off by 100 years as in comparison with the Septuagint as well as the Metzhaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. So here, 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 from verses 10 to verse 26, we would like to aliyah, continue the aliyah with the Septuagint translation, with the correct number of the ages of the patriarchs in the genealogy from Shem to Abram, from Shem to Abram, the ancestry of Abram. Ancestry of Abram, verses 10 to verse 26, we will be reading and continuing in the Aliyah and the up offering, the offering up here in the Shavi in the seventh Aliyah for this Shabbat Noach from the Septuagint reading, which has the correct dates of the patriarchs from Shem to Abram, 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 Abram. These and these are the generations of Sem, of Shem. And Sem, Shem, was 100 years old when he begat Arphaxad, Arphaxad, the second year after the flood. And Sem and Shem lived after he had begotten Arphaxad, Arphaxad, 500 years and begat sons and daughters and died. And Arphaxad, Arphaxad, lived 130 years and begot Canaan. And Arphaxad, Arphaxad, lived after he had begotten Canaan 400 years and begot sons and daughters and died. And Canaan lived 130 years and begot Salah. And Canaan lived after he had begotten Salah 330 years and begot sons and daughters and died. And Salah lived 130 years and begot Heber, Heber, Heber. And Salah lived after he had begotten Heber 330 years and begot sons and daughters and died. And Eber, Heber, lived 134 years and begot Peleg, Phaleg. And Heber, Heber, lived after he had begotten Phaleg, Peleg, 270 years, and begot sons and daughters and died. And Peleg, Phaleg, lived 130 years, and begot Ragau, Reu, Reu, Ragau. And Phaleg, Peleg, lived after he had begotten Reu, Ragau, 209 years, and begot sons and daughters and died. And Reu, Ragau, lived 132 years and begot Sarug, Saruch. And Rao, Rao, Ragao lived after he had begotten Sarug, Saruch, 207 years and begot sons and daughters and died. And Sarug, Saruch lived 130 years and begot Nahor. And Sarug, Saruch, lived after he had begotten Nahor 200 years and begot sons and daughters and died. And Nahor, Nahor lived 179 years and begot Tarha, Terah. And Nahor, Nahor lived after he had begotten Tarha, Terah, 125 years, and begot sons and daughters, and he died. And Tarha, Terah, lived 70 years, and begot Abram, and Nahor and Aran. And here we pick up with the KJV, verse 26. And Terah lived 70 years and begat Abram, Nahor, and Haran. Now these are the generations of Terah. Terah begat Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran begat Lot, or Lot. And Haran died before his father Terah in the land of his nativity in Ur of the Chasdim, in Ur of the Chaldees. And hear for the Maftir, for this Shabbat Noach. Here, picking up at verse 29, Genesis chapter 11, verse 29, for the Maftir reading. Vayikach Avram v'nachoral lahem nashim shem esheta Avram. Saraya with shame, Esheta Nahor, Milka, Bata Haran, Abia Milka, Wa Avi, Avi, Isuka, and Abram and Nahor took them wives. Waikach Abram with Nahor Lahem Nashim. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai. Shem Eshet Abram Sarai. And the name of Nahor's wife, Milka, the daughter of Haran, the father of Milka. With Shem Esheta Nahor Milka, Bata Harana Bia Milka. And the father of Iska. Wa Abi Yisuka. But Sarai was barren. She had no child. Incomplete obedience. The wasted years at Haran, verse 31. And Terah took Avram, his son, and Lot and Lot, the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, his son Avram's wife. And they went forth with them from Ur of the Chasdim, of the Chaldees, to go into the land of Canaan. And they came to Haran and dwelt there. And the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran. Hear. Fulfill this Shabbat Noach, the Torah portion reading. Kubur l'alu, kubur dimtzu, kubur l'chayilu, glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power. Kubur l'abinu, l'melkeinu, l'kadamawi chayil l'salasi, glory be to Aynai Father, Abinu, Aynai King, Melkeinu. Glory be to the first power of the Trinity, B'Shem Yeshua HaMoshiach. Amen.
Baruch Atah Yahweh, Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Asher natan lanu Torat emet Vayei olam latei Vatokanu. Baruch atah Yahweh Notein ha-Torah Sheila.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadash Aliyot.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Bachar B'Nebiim Tobim V'Ratzah B'Debrehim Hane'amarim Ba'emet. Baruch atah Adonai Habocher B'Torah U'Moshe Abdo ובישראל עמו, ובנביאי האמת והצדק. Blessed art the I, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art the I, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 54, verse 1 to chapter 55, verse 5. Besser ma'ab, wobalet mefesser kadus, hadum la. Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith Yahweh Buruku. Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame, for thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shalt not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore. For thy maker is thine husband, Yahweh Zabaoth Buruku is his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the Kedus An de Israel, the Elohim of the whole earth, shall he be called. For Yahweh have called thee as a woman forsaken and grieving in spirit, and a wife of youth, when thou was refused, saith thy Elohim, Buruku. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith Yahweh thy Redeemer, Buruku. For this is as the waters of Noah to me, for as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee, nor rebuke thee. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith Yahweh that have mercy on thee. O thou afflicted, tossed with tempest and not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors and lay thy foundations with sapphires. I will make thy windows of a gate and thy gates of carbuncles, and all thy borders of pleasant stones. And all thy children shall be taught of Yahweh Buruku, and great shall be the peace of thy children. In righteousness shalt thou be established, thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it is not come near thee. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals of the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of Yahweh Buruku, and their righteousness is of me, saith Yahweh. Chapter 55. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the water, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently to me,
and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of Yahweh. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run to thee because of Yahweh the Elohim Buruku, and for the Kedush sons of Israel, the holy ones of Israel, for he have glorified thee. Amen. Every day is a struggle trying to make it by. What do you do when everything you've been told is a lie? What I put on these lines, I be speaking the shit that you're hoping to find. They say that I'm out of my mind, eating a pork in the sight of the blind. Now man, see me walk this line, rip the king till I see I. Straight at a Zion, I conquer a lion, my shocker is higher. I'm spitting the fire, repairing a breach, repairing a liar. Yeshua is the Messiah, holy fools can never deny him. Now I see till I see I. Standing here spitting these words in the verses, revealing things that'll break all the curses. Canada tells me to fulfill the purpose. What's the reason for me being on earth? Things in the dark are beginning to surface. Ones on the bottom beginning to surface. Get the understanding what the blind man worth is. Under the characteristics of the curses. Look in the book, understand what you're reading. Fighting the heathen, it's open season. Give me a reason. Coming against the kingdom is treason. That's why I'm pleading. The time is at hand. In Ethiopia was born a man. So I am best to conquer in my hand. Up to the covenant, rest in Zion. 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 Zion.
Ah, yes, Rasahara, right there it is here. The Haftarah from Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 54, verses 1 to 55 and 5. You got to come again, so incline your ear. Melkam Ehud, blessed first day, here to Yom HaRishon, Shabbat Tov. Calling, incline your ear and come to I here, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting eternal covenant with you, even the sure mercies of Dawid. Blessed be Kamal Wihala Selassie. Calling. First day service, aka Sunday service, beginning right about tonight.